tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail.
Other days it just ain't working. The good, the bad, the right, the wrong, and everything in between. Yo, it's crazy, amazing. We can turn our heart through the words we say. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Gets twisted. Other days my thoughts just fall apart. I do, I don't, I will, I won't. It's like I'm drowning in the deep. Well, it's crazy. to imagine. Words from my lips as the arms of compassion. Mountains crumble with every syllable. Hope can live or die. So speak life. Like fire, hope will fall like rain when you speak life with the words you say. Raise your thoughts a little higher, use your words to inspire. Joy will fall like rain when you speak life with the things you say.
Good morning, Hope Show listeners. I'm so glad that all of you have tuned in this morning to the Hope Show, and I'm happy to be here with all of you. I hope today that Shaziz and I can make this a glitch-free show for you this morning. The radio showroom is at a different location than I am, and I'm still unable to walk that distance, and so we're trying something new today, folks, and using Skype to get this done. And so if you have a few glitches or I lose you for a moment or whatever, that's why. I apologize for that. So anyway, let's get started. As you all know, I had surgery about 2 weeks ago, and I still have approximately another 6 weeks of well, and my family has been a huge support for me. I just simply don't know what I would have done these past few weeks if it wasn't for my husband Shaziz and my daughter Kara always by my side. They've been willing to do whatever it is that I have needed, and I am just praise God for that. I am really blessed. Today's message is about speaking favor over your life. It is all too easy to get discouraged and believe Satan's lies. When we are feeling down about the things going on in our life, Satan is right there to whisper such things like, "That's right, you can't do this or that. Why are you bothering to try? You're not going to be able to do that. You don't have enough to make things better. You're not smart enough, have enough experience for that position at work that you've been wanting, that new promotion. You will not ever find someone to love you for the rest of your life. I'm too skinny, too ugly, etc." Do you know that what you say about yourself has greater impact on you than anything anybody else says about you? You may not realize it, but when you speak poorly of your life, you are cursing your future. What we say to ourselves settles into our minds. Before long, we develop a defeated mentality, low self-confidence. One of the best ways to overcome this defeated mentality, to break free of all those strongholds over your life, is simply start speaking over your life. Every day, look in the mirror and declare, I am a child of God. I am loved. But Bird says, I am strong. God is fighting my battles for me. I'm excited about my future. God is working all things for my good right now. I know, people, that sometimes it's hard to reach deep down inside and find good things to speak over our life. It is especially hard when you have got into the habit of speaking negativity over your life. Perhaps this is the way you have spoke to yourself most of your life. It's long as you know. But if this is the case for you, you need to stop talking like that about yourself. It's not healthy, and it's not true. I, too, have struggled with that, and I sometimes still do. But when I catch myself talking like that, I have to remind myself, folks, that God is in control, not me. He wants only the best for me. And if I want good things for myself, then I need to keep a strong faith in God. Try not to do things on my own understanding. I need to be patient and remember what the Bible says God sees each of us. In difficult times, or even going through the sometimes mundane things of our life, it is hard to imagine that God truly does care about us. But let me share some verses with you in the Bible where God clearly speaks about how much He cares for us and how He looks upon us. In Jeremiah 29:11, the Bible says, "For I know the thoughts I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and hope." And in Joshua 1:9, it says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." In Romans 8:38-39, it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord." And here's another one, Genesis 1:27. "So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God He created them." And Jeremiah 1:5, "Before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you." Folks, the Bible is full of verses like this, telling us how much God loves us, and when He looks upon us, all He sees is a blessed child of God that He created in His own image. Folks, God does not make trash, but He does make beauty from the ashes. We are too hard on ourselves. God does not as we see ourselves. God sent His only begotten Son to earth to reconcile us to Him. We are so loved that God made the ultimate sacrifice to spend eternity with each of us. The Son on the cross. If we are not important and highly treasured beings, do you think if we are so treasured in God's eyes, we need to rethink how we see ourselves and talk about ourselves. We need to stop talking trash over our life and start speaking faith and blessing over our life. If you want things to change, folks, for the good in your life, then start speaking blessing over your life. Encouragement comes, instead of sitting back, "No thanks, I created in God's image, and I am a victor, not a victim. I may have been defeated before, but the past is in the past, and today is a brand new day." Amen. Believe the new things that you say to yourself. In Romans 8:31, the Bible tells us, "And shall we say in response to these things, if God's for us, then who could be against us?" And be alert in a sober mind. your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion. And do not let the enemy win. Don't believe in the past. Satan is not in the business of saving souls. He just wants to win the battle between God and himself. Satan doesn't care, but God loves you. So this is not enough to think something positive over your life. You need to hear it. It's what we constantly hear or eventually believe. Whatever life that you're struggling in, speak victory over the situation instead of defeat. Perhaps you do not think you can. That, again, is another lie. Satan is trying to stir up trouble. Yes, you can. You can speak victory over your life. That is what faith is all about. Once that shit, believe it. But God says, you must believe it, and then you will see it. You must speak it by faith. I read something about a year ago that has stuck with me ever since. So much so that I made a copy of it, and I posted it next to my mirror in the bathroom so that I would see it every day when I get ready in the morning. And this is what it said. Faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. Yeah, I know that's a mouthful, and it's kind of a tongue twizzler, but think about that. You know, it just hit me so hard, and I love that. Faith is acting like it is so, even when it is not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. Do you have that kind of faith? Let me make a suggestion. As all of you know, I am a big fan of pen and paper. I write everything down. I find that it helps me make better decisions and have better clarity of the situation. And here again is another time that pen and paper can come in very handy. Make a list of your goals, your dreams, the areas that you want to see change. Think about a timeline for your goals. Maybe start out small in the beginning. For instance, make some short-term goals that you can maybe complete in 6 months. Then work your way up to goals set from a year from now, and then build from that. Start declaring favor and blessing over your life. So what does declare mean? The dictionary tells us that it means to make known or state very clearly, to announce officially, to manifest, reveal, or show. In order to be able to make such a strong statement, then it is fair to say that you must have a lot of faith in what you speak. Confirm your desires with Bible scriptures too. Even if you do not know where to find things in the Bible, most all of us have access to a cell phone or library. And you can always do a Google search by putting a keyword in the search engine. Folks, we live in a world, depending on our, with access to some great technology. If you really want to find out about something, you can find the answers. Something supernatural happens when you speak words out loud. And right about now, you're probably asking yourself, how do I speak blessings and favor over my life? What does that mean? Let me say this, folks, and listen carefully. Both death and life are in the power of the tongue. The words you speak are more powerful than you can ever imagine. Remember, God spoke this whole world into existence by his word. Here are some examples of speaking favor over your life. I declare I will experience God's faithfulness. I will not worry. I will not doubt. I will keep my trust in Him, knowing that He will not fail me. I declare I have the grace I need for today. I'm full of power, strength, and determination. Nothing I face will be too much for me. I will overcome every obstacle and meet every challenge. I declare it is not too late to do everything God placed in my heart. I've not missed my window of opportunity. God is working all things out for my good right now. I am qualified and equipped to do the things God wants me to do. I will be prosperous. I see I have everything. God only wants the best for me. And here is some scripture to back up examples. In Psalm 1 through 3, Lord, I meditate upon your word. I am like a tree planted by the rivers of water. My leaf does not wither. I bring forth fruit in season. Whatever I do will prosper. Bible tells us, my God supplies all my needs. In Numbers 6:5-6, He makes His face shine upon me to mercy today. I walk in His blessing and in His peace. I expect something good to happen to me today. Folks, it can keep going on and on. Declare, my marriage is blessed. My children are blessed. I am blessed when I come and when I go. The Lord will thoroughly defeat my enemies. I declare that God's dream for my life is coming to pass. It will not be stopped by people, disappointments, or adversities. Folks, God has solutions to every problem that you and I face. Already lined up, the right people and the right breaks are coming in our future. Keep your faith. Don't lose hope. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever thought how your life would look if you were surrounded all day and every day by God's favor? How different would things be if doors opened for you and you walked through each one covered with God's favor? Would your life be any different if you knew that success lies ahead? Would you find the courage to lay down your anxieties and your fears? Some of you may not recognize that you already have God's favor with you every day. Sometimes we think we have to earn God's favor. But the truth is, we already have it. God saved us because of His favor toward us. In Ephesians 2:8, Bible says, pray. Because grace is the God's favor. It's the power that changes things for us. And being saved means to be delivered, protected, preserved, healed, and made whole. God's favor comes and covers every area of our lives. By His favor, He has taken care of everything we will ever need. Spirit, soul, and body. God is pouring His favor out on us right now. But we all have free will. Will we accept it with faith in our hearts? Or will we decide that it's just a bunch of nonsense and we just try on our own in our own way? Folks, I've tried that in the past, trying to do things my own way several times. And I can tell you from experience, my way is never as good as God's way. And I can throw a whole big mess in my life trying to do things my way. We should always see ourselves as wrapped up in God's favor, like a cocoon, 24 hours a day. When you get out of bed in the morning, say to yourself, God, your favor surrounds me like a shield. Some of you may be thinking about someone you know, perhaps even you. Their life seems to be full of tragedy and disappointment, one thing after another. It just seems like you just can't catch a break. What about, you might ask, why doesn't God surround them with favor? Folks, God does surround them with favor. He surrounds you with favor, your family with favor. But sometimes we just can't see the favor and the blessing. Instead of focusing on the positive that has worked out in our lives, we tend to focus on the negative. All the things that can be made to go wrong and have gone wrong in our past. But folks, if you're going to look back in your life, only look back to see how far you have come. Don't camp there. And when you look back, if you think right now that it's just one trial and tribulation after another and nothing good ever comes your way, well, take a moment to look back and see how far you've come. Take a look at all the blessings that have come your way. How your life has improved and become better. That helps us to put a proper perspective on things in our life. When I get to feeling down, I do. Yeah. I look at my past only long enough to see how far God has brought me. And I know He's not done with me yet. God's got some amazing things in store for me. In store for my future, my family and their future. Folks, God's grace is like Him saying to you, here is all the good stuff I have to give you. And faith is us saying to God, I'll take it. This. Many times, we are slow to receive God's favor. We think we are waiting on Him when He is actually waiting on us to receive it. God has blessed and made for a storehouse for us. And many times, we don't accept them. And so there they sit on a shelf for life, even generations later in our family's life. And we did not receive that blessing that God had in store for us. But even if that is so, in future generations, when we are long gone and up in heaven near God's side, future generations, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, can accept those blessings from the past and let that launch them into their future. God has already done everything it takes for you and I to be fully cared for while we are living here on earth. He has provided every blessing, health, prosperity, peace of mind, joy, deliverance from our sins. Oftentimes, we are the ones that mess all that up for ourselves with our stinking thinking. It's not easy when you're covered up by challenging circumstances to keep your faith strong. You may have to stare those challenges in the face and declare, believe that you have God's favor in your life. Do you remember the thing that I read a year ago and shared with you a little bit earlier in the show? Faith is like, it's acting like it is so, even when it's not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. Folks, try to remember this. Do like I did. Write it down if you have to. Post it somewhere where you will see it every day. Memorize it. When you feel yourself starting to slip back into that stinking thinking, negative attitude, when you start to say bad things about yourself and your future, then repeat that instead. Keep it close to your heart. Let it be a reminder to you every day to believe. Believe. You can do it. I know you can. Pull out some scripture in the Bible. And you are about to do anything. Favor is what you should believe God for. Look up the scriptures and speak them over your circumstances. Expect all good things often. Just because someone else may have better credentials or more education or seems to have gotten farther along in their life than you, don't cut yourself short. If God's favor is on you, it doesn't matter what the other person looks like. God will make the way for you. If it is a part of God's plan for your life, nothing will stop God's plan from happening. If God has chose something for you, no matter how many times you face, it's going to happen. Nothing can stop it from happening. Not even Satan. God's favor surrounds us, and our faith releases it. So sometimes we pray for something, but we don't see a way. We don't know how that could possibly happen. Everything's against us. When you look around, you think, there's no way that's going to happen. But I'm here to tell you right now, and from experience, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how big that mountain is to climb. It doesn't matter, because if God's favor is on it, it doesn't matter. God will make the way. If it's a part of God's plan, nothing can stop. No obstacle that we face can stop God's will from happening in our lives. And so if you don't receive something, don't think of it as a failure. Don't chalk it up as, oh, just another one of those bad luck days. You know, think of it like this. Perhaps it wasn't God's will for your life. Perhaps He has something far greater in store for you in your future. God's favor surrounds us, and our faith releases it. Folks, sometimes things look really bad, but we have to learn that when we walk in faith and face the natural facts, we believe God anyway.
For blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. We pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for your mighty hand to ease our our suffering, and all the while you hear his spoken need. Yet love is way too much to give us lesser things. 'Cause what if your blessings come through raindrops? What if your healing comes through tears? What if a thousand sleepless nights are what it takes to know you're near? What if trials of this life are your mercies in disguise? Pray for wisdom, your voice to hear. And we cry in anger when we cannot feel you near. We doubt your goodness, we doubt your love, as if every promise from your word is not.
Hope Show listeners, well, we had our first glitch. I'm using my cell phone on Skype, and my mom tried to call me, and so I lost you guys for a moment. It put the program on pause, but I'm back, and so I don't know exactly what you guys heard and what you didn't, so I'm going to backtrack just a little bit and continue with the show and get back on track. Folks, expect only good things will happen. Just because someone else may have better credentials, more education, or seem to have gotten farther along in life than you, don't cut yourself short. If God's favor is on you, it does not matter what the other person looks like. God will make the way. If it is a part of God's plan for your life, nothing will stop God's plan for you. If God has chose something for you, no matter how many obstacles that you may face, if it is God's will, nothing can stop it from happening, not even Satan. God's favor surrounds us. Our faith releases it. Folks, sometimes things look really bad, but we have to learn that when we walk in faith and we face the natural facts, we believe God can do things anyway. If we practice growing faith and believing that good things will come to pass, no matter what the current circumstances look like, then there comes a point in our life where we can hear bad news without wavering in our faith. Praise God for that. Put the word in your heart and speak it out your mouth. Believe it, act on it, receive it. When you get to where you are applying these truths to your life, you will be victorious in every area of your life. There is no situation or circumstance, nothing, that is stronger than the grace of God. I encourage you, whatever you're facing today, stand up and get right in its face and say this: I am a child of God. His supernatural favor surrounds me like a shield at this very moment. His grace is more than enough to deliver me out of this trouble. My faith is in God's word, and I am going to come out a winner. Begin to expect great things, folks. From my own personal experience, your life will never be the same when you act like the favor of God is yours. So, we had to play this last song, Blessings, a little bit sooner than we had hoped for because of the interruption. And so here is where the break should have been. So I'm going to get back on track by stopping right here and going to a short break. The song that we'll be playing next will be Need You Now by Plum. And following that is God Is Able by Hillsong. Take it away, Shazam.
Well, everybody's got a story to tell, and everybody's got a wound to be healed. I wanna believe there's beauty. me cry out. How many times have you given me strength?
Welcome back, Hope Show listeners. I hope you enjoyed the music through the break. If you are just tuning in, today's message is speaking favor over your life. And it looks like I'm not sure how I got so behind on the time today, perhaps with the glitch or whatever, I'm not sure, but I'm about halfway through the program. It'll probably be about 20 or 25 minutes over, so I'm just giving you a heads up on that. So anyway, today's message is speaking favor over your life. After the end of the show, the podcast of today's message will be uploaded to the Shaziz website. So if you want to go back and listen from the beginning, or you would like to share it with a friend, you can do so. I'm going to recap for just a moment for those of you who may have just been tuning in. It's all too easy to get discouraged and believe Satan's lies. When you're feeling down about the things going on in your life, Satan is right there to whisper all these lies into your head about, you know, why you can't do something, or you know, tell you that something's wrong with you and things like that. But did you know that what you say about yourself has greater impact on you than anything anybody else can say about you? Folks, we are oftentimes overly critical of ourselves. You may not realize it, but when you speak poorly of your life, you are cursing your future. What we say to ourselves settles into our minds. It's not easy when you're covered up by the challenges of this world and your life to keep the faith strong. You may have to stare those challenges in the face, folks. Declare, believe that you have God's favor in your life. I mentioned in the first part of today's message that I'd read something last year that I want to share with you. And I believe with all my heart that it's noteworthy. And so I'm going to share it again. Faith is acting like it is so, even when it is not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. And I'm going to end the recap there and continue with this, with the message. You know, life is hard, folks. Stuff happens. And we have questions sometimes that causes us to wrestle through our faith. But folks, if you allow it to be so, our faith is strengthened through the wrestle. For those of you who are struggling, your faith is wavering a little bit, God is there with you, by your side. You do not have to struggle with your situation or your circumstance alone. When you question things, God does not get mad at you or love you any less for questioning the things that are going on in your life. God sees you. He knows where you're at in your struggle. He sees every single tear that we shed. Folks, I want you to know it is not lost on God. God sees every single step that we take. Every step that we take forward. And even those that we take backward. It is human nature to ask ourselves and God, are we where we're supposed to be? Did we take a wrong turn somewhere? Are we making the right decisions? And it's okay. It's okay to ask those questions. Sometimes our faith is best built during times of obscurity. During the times when we cannot see what God sees. The struggle during a season, a wrestle, is what builds our faith even more. God never changes, but our reality does. Do not put God in a box. He can do exceedingly more than we can possibly ever imagine. Our job is to believe and keep the faith. Our business is to think on things that edify and encourage us and leave the rest to God. If we can imagine it, God is already way beyond it. Stretch your imagination to think big, bold thoughts. Declare you are choosing to walk in mercy, because mercy triumphs over judgment. Choose to excel in the grace of giving. Choose to see the best in those with whom you mix and mingle. Choose to speak the best about those with whom you have relationships with. Choose actions that will bring favor on your enemies. Yes, folks, you heard me correctly. You cannot change other people, but you can change your reaction to them. Pray for your enemy. God will handle the rest. So yes, choose actions that will bring favor on your enemy. It shows God that you have love in your heart. Even though you may not particularly like someone or agree with what they do, we can still love them in Jesus' name. It is a selfless act of giving, even when we do not feel like being nice. Choose to believe that God is a good God and that He has immeasurable favor stored up for us. Fellow brothers and sisters, repeat this to yourself out loud every day. Today, I choose the favor of God. I choose to think on it. I choose emotions that will support it. I choose to speak of it. I choose to act on it. I choose the favor of God in every circumstance, recognizing that favor sometimes appears as a momentary lack of favor, only to be proven later as a blessing, having spared us from some deep disappointment or long-lasting ill favor later on in our future. Folks, I want to share another very important piece of information. And I really want you to think about this over the coming week. We may have inherited much of our past, but we create most of our future. We start out at birth in a world mostly created by others. But gradually, over time, we change that world into something of our own creation. A new world is created for us by our actions, our decisions, and our words. Most of us understand important decisions and actions are what they are, but most of us do not realize how important the words are that we speak to. Our words have the ability to create beautiful things or destroy beautiful things. We carry a very powerful thing on our faces, and that is called our mouth. Words can bring life and words can bring death. The tongue is hard to harness. We say way too much and way too often. We end up hurting other people and hurting ourselves. Do not curse your future. Bless your future. Speak out things that you would want and not the things that you would not want. If you do not like the way your life is today, then change the way you speak about your life, about yourself. Change your words. If you really think about that for a moment, the words that have been in the past have, for the most part, shaped our world today. I'm not saying that your words are responsible for every terrible thing that has ever happened to you. You did not cause other people to act a certain way toward you. But now, as you are older and wiser, through faith, you can now build a good life, no matter what may have happened in your past or what may have been said. My point is this, folks. Do not inadvertently curse your future by retelling the negative story, the negative things of the past, by repeating things that no longer serve you. Whether you choose to believe or not, the words you speak today create the future you will have tomorrow. And so with that being said, believe the best and speak the best over your life. It takes both, because believing by itself is not enough. You do not get what you believe. You get what you believe and what you say. Active believing includes speaking and doing. When Jesus cursed the fig tree, the Bible tells us that Jesus spoke to the tree. He did not just believe that it would just dry up from the roots and die. He believed and he commanded it to dry up from the roots and die. He spoke his desired result. And that is what we must do as well. Speak the desired result over our lives and believe without a shadow of a doubt that it will happen. In Mark 11, 22 and 23, the Bible tells us, "Have faith in God, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed, and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he said." And folks, you may not believe you have that power, but yes, you do. You have the power in what you say. If you believe that you can move that mountain, say to it, move from here to there, it will. Did you notice in that verse that I just said, believing is mentioned one time, and speaking is mentioned three times? That means that the speaking part is very, very important. We mostly get the believing part, but leave off the speaking part. Why is that? Is it because we do not realize that belief is released into the world by speaking? Your life, even you, may feel that you are lying or you're in denial about something, but you're not. We cannot deny current conditions. We are calling forth the true conditions that we are believing for. It is not that we deny the fact, but that we choose to believe that God will change the natural condition. Do you remember Abraham in the Bible? Do you remember what his circumstances were? Well, he was a fatherless old man, way beyond the age of having children. But God spoke to him and told him his wife would have a child. And he believed. And she did have a child. As I said before, God asks us to have faith in what we do not see simply because he says for us to do it. God calls those things that do not exist yet as though they already do exist. We are supposed to be doing the same thing. In Hebrews 11:1, faith is the reality for things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith speaks to the things that do not exist yet as though they already do exist. Speak your faith continually, and someday, whatever your desire, it will exist. Don't get too crazy with that, though. That doesn't mean that we can speak anything we want into existence. Our power comes from faith, and faith comes from God. Take your needs and desires to Him and His Word. If you can find a promise in the Bible that supports your desire, find out what those conditions are and meet them. Speak the promised desire out of your mouth until you believe it, and continue to speak it out until you receive it. Does that sound too difficult? It's not, folks, really. You just have to ask God to help you in that area in faith building, and it will happen. Keep reading, practicing, and applying your newfound knowledge to your life. You'll get there with God's help. Don't give up. Don't shortchange yourself. God believes in you, and I believe in you. In Hebrews 10:23, the Bible tells us, we must continue to hold firmly to our declaration of faith. The one who made the promise is faithful. Folks, by faith, you can create new worlds of blessing in your life, much like God created the new world. He spoke it into existence, and with faith, you can too. The Bible says that things can be created out of nothing by the spoken word of God. Speaking faith is the power that gives us the victory. It is how we overcome. If you do not take anything else away from today's message, folks, listen to this. Keep this in your heart. Dream big, hope big, believe big, speak big, and receive big. The dictionary meaning for favor is approval, support, goodwill, above and beyond, kindness, and preference. All of this is available to us. It's our choice. What are you going to do from this day forth? Has today's message inspired you to speak better about yourself and your life? What are you going to speak from this day forth? What are you going to do after the show? The day after that, and so forth. Will you take this message seriously? During the last bit of today's message, I want to share some things to help you maybe find God's favor. The first one is, love God. Love God with all of your heart. Without love, we certainly cannot expect to gain His favor. Number two, love people. What are you doing for God's other children? If you want to see God's favor on your life, start caring about other people. This is one of the many favorite scriptures. Matthew 25:34-40. Truly I tell to you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. That is one of my favorites. One of my many favorites. And I truly believe that. People come into our lives for a season, a reason, or a lifetime. All of these encounters bring us lessons. And you never know when someone may cross your path and need something from you. Or vice versa. Will you help that person, or will you dismiss them? Who knows? You may have just entertained one of God's angels. But how did you treat them? Did you treat them with love, or were you in too big of a hurry and tried to dismiss them as fast as you possibly could and send them away? Sometimes God will send certain people like this to test us. Do we pass or fail? And the third thing, hate what God hates. Make a stand for God and His causes. And fourth thing, give gifts and offerings. Be a cheerful giver, folks. Realize that if not for God's mercy, you would have nothing. You cannot do anything without God. And if God gives you something and someone else needs something that you have, give it to them. Time and time again, my husband and I have given to others. And I can tell you, the blessing that you receive out of that is 100 times over. God will bless you in ways that you can't even imagine. So don't be stingy with what you have. And five, be faithful. Obey God's commandments. Six, be righteous and blameless. This is a key to finding God's favor. Do the right thing. Live a life that honors God and does not bring shame to Him, even if you're the only one that knows about it. Do the right thing. Your body is a holy temple. Treat it accordingly. And seven, be submissive and exhibit humility. This does not mean let people walk all over you, but it does mean to not think of yourself higher than your fellow brother and sister. For all you have, you didn't earn it. You can do nothing without God. You are a fool if you believe that you have everything that you have, merely on your own merit. Give credit where credit is due. All praise and God, glory be to God. And be honest. Honesty is also a key to favor your life. Being trustworthy is everything. If you can't be trusted with a little, do you honestly believe that God will entrust you with something big? Trust is earned. And the ninth and final thing is get wisdom. In Proverbs 8:35 it says, "For those who find me, find life and receive favor from the Lord." Folks, I hope today's message has been helpful for you. I believe that you will see more and more of
Lord of all.
All right, Hope Show listeners, I sincerely apologize for the interruption again. As you know, I'm doing this over Skype using my cell phone, and my mom called again. And so we had the same glitch that we did the first time. And so I sincerely apologize for that. When I receive a call, it just kind of puts my whole show on pause, and then I have to backtrack. But, you know, we're talking about God's day and Satan and his tricks and about being tested, you know, in different ways and keeping our faith. And I would say that today has been a prime example of that, you know. I could be sitting over here getting all upset and worrying and anxious and start talking to myself bad things and all that kind of stuff because of the interruptions and the glitches in today's show. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. You know why? Because I believe that next show will be better without the glitches. And I know that all of you have heard my message today, even though it's been a little broken. Praise God for that. Praise God for the technology that allows me to be with you like this. You know, I just can't say enough blessings. Despite these little glitches, you know, folks, we're all very close this morning. And so I refuse to let my faith waver. And so, on with the show. I only have about 5 more minutes left. And so, bear with me. We're on the last bit of it. So, as I was saying, I hope today's message has been very helpful for you. I believe that you will see more and more of God's favor over your life if you practice all the things that we touched on in this message. It is also important to know that favor comes in stages. You have to grow in favor and faith. You will not receive maximum favor all at once. You have to work on it. God's favor is lasting. And in Psalms 35, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. You've heard it said in the Bible that weeping may stay for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Folks, once you have God's favor, it will last a lifetime. Do you want a lifetime favor? Then let your desires be known. Speak favor over your life. Believe that it will happen. Take a leap of faith and wait and watch and see what miracles God has in store for your life. Ensuring that we live in the Lord's will is one of the best ways to make life easier for ourselves. Prayer is powerful. Pray for God's favor. Pray for a breakthrough that will keep you spiritually focused and on track. And as I wrap up today's message, let us go before the Lord in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you do for me every day, though I do not deserve it. I fail you every day, yet your grace and mercy abound new and fresh every day. Thank you for your unconditional love, mercy, grace, and forgiveness. Without you, I am nothing and can do nothing. Please forgive me of my sin and help me to forgive others with the same grace and mercy that you show me every day. Open my eyes, Lord, to see the good in others and to see opportunities to help my fellow brothers and sisters. I pray that your favor will reign in my life today. I pray that no matter what the situation I face, that I will remember that I can overcome them with your great sweet power. I pray that the Holy Spirit will guide and direct my steps today. May you help me to make wise decisions and lead me along the best path for my life. I am trusting you to cultivate the right opportunity for me. At times, life is stressful, for I will not be anxious or worry in my waiting. For you know the position that is the best for me, and that will help grow and prosper me. I trust you with all of my heart. I will wait patiently for your perfect plan, all the while having great expectations and believing that they will come to pass. Father, you are worthy of all of our praise and glory. In your Son Jesus' name, and all God's people said amen. Folks, I hope you pray before this day, and if you said that first. It's been quite a wonderful hour with all of you. And I just want to say, God bless each and every one of you. Until next week, same time, same place, when we meet again. Go out there, folks, and have a great week. Don't forget to dream big. Hope big. Believe big. Speak big. And receive big. And one more thing. Remember that faith is acting like it is so, even when it's not so, so that it might be so, simply because God said so. I love you guys. And we're going to play us up out of here with Waymaker. I worship you.
I wish I knew you were here, meeting every need. I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you. Oh, re 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 re, oh, shande amaze ke ame.